The federal deficit is expected to soar past $1 trillion in 2020, according to a new report from the Congressional Budget Office. And in the next 10 years, the country's debt will be almost as great as its entire annual economic output. This is the latest CBO assessment after Republicans passed a $1.5 trillion tax cut last year, and since both parties agreed to a $1.3 trillion spending bill last month. So what are the implications of so much debt? Let's bring in Ali Velshi. He's MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, welcome back. It's good to have you, as
always. Hi, Peter. Good to talk to you.
So let's be fair and just say that there were trillion-dollar deficits in the Obama administration.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that. We can talk about it. But there's also been some reporting in the past day or so that suggests the looming debt that the CBO is describing could trigger an economic crisis in the coming years. I mean, what are you hearing about
that? Yeah, let's give a little perspective. One is, you know, obviously the deficit is one year's shortage and the debt is the accumulation of all of those shortages. And what the CBO is saying is that economic growth is going to average 1.9% per year for the next 10 years. Now, that's very different. During the campaign, President Trump was promising 4%, 5%, and 6%, and his people have routinely been saying 3%. 1.9% is not terrible for a mature economy. It's just less than what the president has been promising. So that's the issue. We're going to have lower economic growth than we thought. And the tax cuts cost money. So they're going to add $1.6 trillion to the deficit. The promise has been all the strong economic growth will offset that and won't be as bad as that. Well, what the Congressional Budget Office is saying is that it will be as bad as that.
So it's not, that was not part of the promise, by the way.
Correct.
The report projects that interest rates, because of this, are likely going to rise. Could you walk us through that? Is it because that once you get huge deficits, you start turning on the engine of inflation? Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, that's, I think, a third of it. Part of it is that interest rates are on their way up. We know that. We've had unusually low interest rates for a long time to help with the recovery from the recession. So the Fed had already signaled that interest rates were going to go up, and they have been going up. That's number one. Number two, what tends to happen is when an economy heats up, the Fed's tool to keep it from heating up too much is to increase interest rates. So it was going to do that to cool up a heating economy. But the third part, and this is the important part as it relates to the increase in debt, over the long term, when America starts to carry debt that is, as you said, almost as big as its economic output, well, it becomes a little riskier. And people need greater enticement to invest in the U.S. dollar. And that's why interest rates have to be a little higher in order to keep selling these bonds that finance our debt. So I wouldn't read too much into it. You know, back when Greece was having problems, people saying, well, America's on the way to being Greece. There are a lot of reasons why America isn't Greece, but there are also a lot of reasons that as we surpass our GDP in debt, you know, investors around the world, wealthy investors, sovereign funds, other countries say, you know what, to invest in the U.S. dollar, I need a little bit more. You need to sweeten the pot a little.
Now, the House is voting on Thursday on a constitutional amendment that would bar the government from spending more than it takes in. We could do a whole other segment on that, Ali. We just don't have time. But, I mean, we should say that they're doing that in the context of the fact that lawmakers just passed a huge spending bill and major tax cuts. So it is a little confusing to some people. We have Ali Velshi with MSNBC. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk with us.
My pleasure.